Today we're going to come back to the same scripture we had last week. Yes, we're talking about our friends. And Proverbs 18:24 was our scripture last week. Proverbs 18:24, which reads, "A man who has friends must himself be friendly. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." That is the scripture again as we begin part two of Who's on Your Friend List. Let us pray. Father, again, I thank you, Lord, for the inspiration for the word. Father, I pray that you allow me to share your word, Lord, with accuracy, Father, and I pray that it will be clear to all those listening and watching, Father. Be with all of us and open up our hearts to hear what thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Last week, we talked about friends, and we talked about it's not the amount of friends that you have, but it's the quality of the friends you have. And as we looked at that scripture from Proverbs, a man who has friends must make himself friendly, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And what that really means is to be friendly is to make oneself pleasing. And as we talked about last week, that we try to accommodate people to be our friends. We don't really be our true self sometimes because we want to have friends. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. So this is a warning to all that one close acquaintance is more loyal than a lot of people who just hang on to us. And we talked about the types of friends that we need last week. We talked about friends who would support you. We talked about friends who would get in your face if you needed correction. We talked about friends who would make you a better person. We talked about friends who would be with you during difficult times. So we want to continue on with that theme of the kinds of friends that we need. Not only do we need friends who will be with us during difficult times, but we need friends who will overcome the greatest obstacles to help us. Let me say that again. We need friends that will overcome obstacles to help us. Now, we have a lot of people in our life who will help us when it's convenient for them. But how many will put their life on hold to help us? How many will put their life on hold to help us heal, to help us be better, to minister to us, to intercede for us? How many friends do we have like this? I want to take us to a passage of David in 2 Samuel chapter 23. This is when David was recounting his life, and he's recounting the exploits of the mighty men who were his companions, who were his loyal soldiers, the ones who fought beside him against the Philistines. And in the 15th verse of 2 Samuel 23, David, it says that David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." Now, the problem is he wanted this particular water. But the problem was there was a group of Philistines, their mortal enemies, between him and the water source. And it tells us in the 16th verse of 2 Samuel 23, "And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord." These were friends that heard the desires of David. These were friends who put themselves in harm's way to go get what David requested, this particular water from the well in Bethlehem. And when they came back with the water, David could not even drink the water, but he poured it out as a sacrifice to the Lord. But the reason he couldn't drink it is explained in the 17th verse of that passage from 2 Samuel chapter 23. And he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. Now, what he's saying is, I realize that by me wishing for this water, I put my friends, I put my soldiers, I put my men in danger, and they could have been killed in securing what I wanted. So therefore, he could not drink it out of respect for his mighty men, his mighty companions. How many of us have friends who will put aside their safety to help us, put aside what is convenient to them to help us? That's the kind of friends that we need. That's the kind of friends that stick closer than a brother. So we need friends who will overcome the greatest obstacles to help us out. Another types of friend that we need friends that are reliable and faithful. That's another point. We need reliable and faithful friends. Proverbs 20, verse 6 says, "Most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man?" Who can find a faithful person to walk with them? Reliable and faithful. You know, we have friends who might be either or. Some might be reliable, always available when you need them, but they might not be faithful. Or we might have really faithful friends who might not be reliable. But when you put the two together, it helps us all out. I want to share an illustration from Luke chapter 5. Jesus is teaching in a house in Capernaum, and a paralyzed man hears that Jesus is in town, and he has heard that Jesus has healed people. This man is paralyzed, but he wants to go see Jesus so he can be healed. So he had some reliable friends who were willing to carry him on his mat to the house to see Jesus. Think about it. These were reliable friends. They heard the need of the man. They knew he was paralyzed. They knew he wanted to go see Jesus and be healed, but they knew that he could not get there by himself. So they carried the man on his mat to the house to see Jesus. And much to their surprise, when they got to the house, they could not get in because the crowd was so great. Have you ever gone someplace and the crowd is so great that you can't get in? And what usually happens is we turn away and say, well, maybe next time we will go in. But you know, this man had some faithful friends. Not only were they reliable, but they were faithful. Guess what they did? They could not get in through the door because the crowd was so great. These faithful friends went up to the roof and removed some of the ceiling tiles and lowered the mat to the room, into the room. Think about it. How many of our friends would have enough faith to find a way to get us what we want, even though it inconveniences them? Now picture this, if you will. Here these men are carrying their paralyzed friend to see Jesus. The door is closed. The door is full. The room is full. There are so many people in there. Nobody else can get in. Picture these faithful friends thinking to themselves, "Let us climb up to the roof. Let us find a way to get our friend to see Jesus." That's what they did. They went out of their way to do something extraordinary. And Jesus was so moved by their faith that he forgave the man of his sins and healed his body. And then that scripture tells us they picked up his mat and he walked home. The same man who was paralyzed wanted to see Jesus, but needed the assistance of friends who were faithful and reliable. That's the kind of friends we need. Another type of friend that we need is we need friends that will impart wisdom in our lives. In other words, we need friends who are a lot smarter than we are. Proverbs 13:20. I love this. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. That's really wise. If you want to be wise, we need to have wise people in our lives. We need to have people in our lives who can make us better. You know, I've often said that if you constantly find yourself being the smartest person in the room, you need to go find a new room, because we can't be the smartest person in everything. Maybe in a few things, but not everything. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companions of fools will be destroyed. Don't you know the people you surround yourselves with will have a direct or indirect impact on your decisions and on your actions? Wise friends tend to make you a better person. I know they have made me a better person. In 1 Kings 12, 12th chapter of 1 Kings, King Solomon, the king of the United Kingdom, has died. And his son Rehoboam was set to become the successor of the kingdom. However, there was a problem. There were some tribes who felt that certain reforms needed to be done in government. Certain taxes need to be lessened. They felt that this is an opportunity, Rehoboam, if you are going to be our king, to give us some economical relief. Help us out. Rehoboam thought about it, and he met with his wise older men, his advisors. And they advised Rehoboam to speak to the people in a civil manner, to listen to them, listen to what they're saying before you take action. But you know, Rehoboam had another group of advisors. These were the young men that he grew up with. And they advised him to show no weakness. They advised him that he was king now, to be stronger on his people than his father did, to have more taxes on his people than his father did. They implored him to show himself as king, or as they thought a king should be. Now, the rest of the story is, because he listened to his younger friends, his younger advisors, because he was mean to the people and tried to enforce that he was king, the kingdom divided. 10 tribes split from Judah and became the kingdom of Israel. Whereas Rehoboam remained king of Judah. Think about it. All he had to do was listen to the wise people who had been through it and treat the people with civility, treat them as they needed to be treated, to be a servant to the people instead of a lord over the people. Kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Contemporary times, this is happening today. But because of that, the kingdom became divided. Oh, if Rehoboam had just listened to those older, wiser men, if he had only listened to his advisors, who advised him to be gentle with the people, to show empathy to the people. If he had only listened, the kingdom would have remained intact. but because he wanted to be the big man, because he wanted to be the one who said, only I can do this, because he wanted to be the man who said, what have you got to lose? Yes, he lost the kingdom. He divided the kingdom. We need friends who will make us wiser than we are. I always try to surround myself with friends who are wiser than I am. Friends who will help me make decisions in life. People who will have empathy towards what I'm going through. And unfortunately, we just had the homegoing service yesterday to one of those friends who I miss dearly because he made me a better person. I'd like to think I made him a better person. I will always cherish the wisdom shared from the wise people in my life. And I thank God that I don't often listen to those who say otherwise. So we need friends who will impart wisdom into our lives. Out of all the friends that we have, my brothers and sisters, there is one friend that we all need. And that friendship is to become a friend of God. And to become a friend of God begins with a relationship with his son, Jesus Christ. Abraham was called a friend of God because he was faithful and obedient to God. And God looked out for him. Job was a friend of God because of his obedience to God. And God looked out for him. The road was not always easy. But in the end, Job was vindicated by God. Jesus even said in John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down one's life, his life for his friends. Jesus is that one friend who laid down his life for us. Jesus is that one friend who came to minister knowing what would happen. Jesus is that friend that we have. The song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. Can you say that today? What a friend we have in Jesus. As you mentally think about or look over your friend list, is Jesus among the friends that you have? Is he the one that you know will look after you, even though you can't feel his presence? Is he the one that will advise you when everyone else says that you need to do otherwise? Is he the one that will challenge you and get in your face when you need to be corrected with love? Is he the one that will make us the better people? Is he the one who's there to support us? Is he the one that is there to impart wisdom unto us? And is he the one who is faithful to make a way out of no way? That's the friend that we need. And the other friends that we have, we need to make sure they have the attributes of a Christian, the attributes of Christ. And therefore, we will have a friend indeed. And going back to John 15, the 14th verse says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. So if we do what he commands us to do, we are his friends. What he's saying is, if we have accepted him as our Lord and as our Savior and learn from him, we are his friends. Again, to conclude, Proverbs 18, verse 24. A man who has many friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. We have physical friends who stick closer than a brother. Friends who you will tell things that you wouldn't even tell your own siblings. But there is one friend that we all can have. That is our constant companion. The friend that we can be assured is always looking out for our best interests. The friend that sometimes we don't want to inconvenience with our problems. We don't want to inconvenience with our pleas. We don't want to inconvenience with our prayers. But that is the friend who is there for us. That is the friend who died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came to die for us. Jesus came to die and be that bridge that connects us to God. Jesus came to forgive us of our sinful nature. Jesus came to be a constant companion, the wise companion who walks with us. That is the real friend who sticks closer than a sibling. So I certainly pray that this message has blessed you. I certainly pray that as you ponder over the friends you have in your lives, the people whose path you have crossed, who can you really say exemplifies the qualities in this message? And that one of last week. Call them, email them, talk to them, share with them, and love them. God bless you. God bless you. Who's on your friend list?